Amid fears that radical Islam is growing in Europe, one imam in France is making waves by being too moderate. The imam of the Paris suburb of Drancy endorsed President Nicolas Sarkozy's ban on the full face covering Islamic veil. The move resulted in death threats. He's also calling on French Muslims to embrace their own form of Islam, one compatible with Western values. Eleanor Beardsley met with the imam and sent this report.
Elegant and at ease in a dark suit and white prayer cap, Imam Hassan Chalgoumi says the death threats don't bother him anymore. Maybe that's because two French government security agents are sitting with him in his office. They follow him everywhere, and a police car is permanently parked outside the home he shares with his wife and children. The 40-year-old Tunisian-born Chalgoumi is rector of the Mosque of Drancy and president of the Conference of French Imams. Chalgoumi says he wanted to become an imam since childhood, but was horrified by the Islamist terror in neighboring Algeria. After a 14-year spiritual journey through the Middle East and Europe, Chalgoumi settled in Paris. He has just published a book called An Islam for France. Chalgoumi says the vast majority of French Muslims are moderate, integrated, and peaceful, but they are afraid of the radical minority. He says France needs to build its own form of Islam.
There is often a huge gap between imams in France and their congregations, because most imams are foreigners, here for a few years, and paid by their home governments. They aren't familiar with French Muslims' worries, hopes, and fears. The West must educate its own imams and make them citizens who share the values and beliefs of their congregations.
Chalgoumi believes a French imam should be able to cite Jean-Paul Sartre and Voltaire as well as the Quran. But only 200 of the country's 1,500 imams were schooled in France. Last February, Chalgoumi publicly endorsed President Sarkozy's plan to ban the face-covering veil, known here as the burqa. Chalgoumi says the tribal garb has no theological basis in Islam, and it imprisons women and their children. After he supported Sarkozy's ban, police guards had to be stationed around his mosque to keep back groups of Muslims calling him a traitor to Islam. But Chalgoumi says the deep-seated racism against Muslims in Western societies helps to feed the radical movement. How can Muslims be expected to share values when they face daily discrimination and are lumped together to live in ghettos, he asks. Chalgoumi says France must have confidence in its Muslims. The sporting world embraced Algerian-born French soccer star Zinedine Zidane, he says. Now it's time to give the Zidanes of the political and economic world their chance. Several hundred faithful leave the Drancy Mosque after Friday prayers on a recent fall afternoon. One of the worshippers, Abded Abdullah, calls Chalgoumi a good man.
He tries to bring people together and makes no differences between religions. That's why some don't like him. He even brings Christians and Jews here to the mosque.
Chalgoumi's closeness with the French Jewish community is what appears to enrage his detractors the most. Some snidely call him the Imam of the Jews. When Chalgoumi called on Muslims to respect the history of the Holocaust, his home was vandalized. But he says being the Imam of Drancy carries a special responsibility. Chalgoumi visits a rail car that stands as a memorial in the center of Drancy. During World War II, about 77,000 French Jews were held here in a transit camp before being deported to Auschwitz.
Sometimes when I come here, I just imagine all the men, women, and children who left from this spot and had no idea where they were going. I tell my children to listen to their voices and respect their memory. This act of barbarism is not only Jewish history, it's the history of all of us.
Chalgoumi says hundreds of Jews were saved by hiding in the Paris mosque during the Nazi occupation. He says Muslims have a moral imperative to remember what took place at Drancy and make sure it never happens again. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Drancy, France.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.